Our next speaker is from Denver, Colorado, actually. Jack Tanner, he is going to speak on ethics for lawyers and landmen. He served on the Colorado Bar Association Ethics Committee since 1996 and was its chairman in 2020 and 2021. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Jack. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I have the record for the highest attendance at ethics meetings because when I was the chair, because I was the COVID chair, so we did all the meetings by Zoom. You didn't actually have to show up. So I had like 98% attendance. Hey, the good news for y'all, well, bad news and worse news. The bad news is Jim was wrong when he said he was the last guy before you get to go drink. And the worst news is it's ethics that stands between you and the end of the day. So I'll try and do this as best I can. The first thing I do when I speak about ethics is I always try to disclose my bias. And what I mean by that is this. When I started speaking about ethics, boy, maybe 25 years ago now, more than 25 years ago now, I'd be on these panels with other lawyers that knew a lot about ethics, maybe knew a lot more than I did, and a question would come up, and you know, there's three other people on the panel with me, and the other three folks are saying, well, that's a tough question. That's kind of a gray area. There's a multi-factor analysis you have to go through. And I'm sitting at the end of the table going, no, don't do it. Just no, no, no. And after about the third time this happened, I grabbed one of the guys who I knew on the panel and said, what do you mean gray area? You can't do whatever. And he said, no, Jack, you don't understand. Next week or next month or next year, I'm going to get hired by somebody who did that. And if I'm on tape somewhere saying you can't do it, I've given up one of my defenses. Aha! I figure out. Most ethics speakers have what you call professional responsibility practices. They defend grievances, they defend malpractice actions, and when things get really sticky, they defend criminal actions against lawyers. So they have to push things into the gray area. I do not have a professional responsibility practice. I'm a commercial litigator in Denver, Colorado. I do some oil and gas litigation. I've got partners that do oil and gas law, transactional. If you got needs in Colorado, please let us know. But if you get grieved or you get sued for malpractice, don't call us because we don't do that work. And as a result, this is what I mean by my bias. I'll try to give you a bright line that if you stay north of it, you'll be fine. And I won't worry about giving up a defense when I'm called on to defend somebody who got grieved for doing that because I don't do grievance work. Also, let me just say, by the way, your questions are welcome. I and maybe some others of you have heard this speech before. And my guess is whatever question you've got in your mind is more interesting to your colleagues than what I'm going to say next. So please ask your questions. Okay, ethical issues. I started doing this research about 15 years ago, specifically on ethical issues for lawyers and landmen, because they're kind of two different things. And I talked to a couple people who are both and said, you know, what do you do if something is covered by one ethical rule but not the other? And the response I got was, well, I just follow whichever ethical standard is higher. So for me, this is like throwing down the gauntlet. Aha! You think you found an easy way out, so we're going to see what we can do about that. So anyway, for lawyers that don't know about ethical rules for landmen, land management is probably the largest profession in the United States that is not actually regulated by a state. There's no such thing as being a licensed landman. The closest thing we've got is membership in the American Association of Professional Landmen, the AAPL. The AAPL, the reason the AAPL regulates ethics is they want everybody to follow the ethics specifically to avoid being regulated by the government. The theory is if we take care of business internally and everybody knows AAPL members are ethical, the government will leave us alone and not license us and not regulate us. That's the plan. So I'll just tell you again, for those of you that don't know about AAPL, the ethical code is one page. It has two sections. The lawyers are like, what? Yes, one page, two sections. And then there's a best practices, which constitutes a whole nother page. So you've got two pages in the AAPL ethical handbook. And they're in your materials today. They're behind the slides. The maximum punishment the AAPL has got is expulsion from the AAPL because it's not, being a land manager is not a licensed profession.